Good morning, starshine. The Earth says hello.
What day is this?
It's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
Look at the calendar.
Work means stress.
Yeah.
Let's get to work.
Okay, but first
I need some coffee.
Today is Tuesday, then.
What? Put on a show!
Boy, we'd need a microphone for that.
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
We're on the air.
Huh? You're on the air.
Showtime.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Lauren and Wally Morning Radio Program. Here it is Tuesday morning, and, you know, it's pretty pleasant out there this morning. A little less bite to the air this morning than it was yesterday morning.
But it's still chilly.
It is chilly, but the humidity's up, and it's going to get to be a little more comfortable today until the rain comes in. That'll come in here around 10 o'clock or something like that this morning, so just be prepared for that.
And then tomorrow it's going to be like 80 and humid.
I know, it's going to be tropical tomorrow.
I did not take the air conditioners out, but I had my handyman husband do it.
Mr. Handy.
Yeah, so
your weird role play stuff to yourself, okay?
What does he wear when he's doing that?
He wasn't great at it because he was lugging it down. He's like, you know what? I can't do this for many more years. I'm like, well, okay, babe. That wasn't part of the plan, the performance.
What is it?
Today I'll be playing the curmudgeonly old man.
Is it the tool belt?
No.
No, it's not the tool belt.
No, it's not the tool belt.
Okay. So the Red Sox, they a new record last night when they beat the Orioles. So 106 wins on the season. And we got that coming up for you today. Oh, Sunday's the deadline for Congress to vote on legroom on airplanes. We have to...
What are they going to vote?
Okay.
Make less?
No.
Yeah, this is a pretty big deal. We'll cover this for you this morning. Yeah, because we'll tell you how many inches of legroom you used to have and how much you have now and what could happen if they don't vote on this thing this weekend. Okay,
I'm in favor of more rear end room, actually, when you sit down in the seat.
More rear end room. More rumors about the Super Bowl halftime show coming up.
Yeah, we'll talk about that at Dirty Laundry. I mean, they got to do something because Maroon 5 is going to be boring. I'm sorry.
This is a pretty good plan, actually.
Think so. I think something else, you know, something's going to be good. And you won't believe whose mom didn't approve of one of the finest actors and people in the world when she said she was going to marry him.
Really?
Yeah.
Dirty Laundry, 745?
Yes, Dirty Laundry,
we'll find out. Okay. And, you know, the Harris poll, it's a big company. They do all these polls. So last week they did a big poll around the country getting ready for the holidays and all that sort of thing. So they ask 1,000 Americans, what is your favorite pie? Okay, number one on the list, probably not going to be a surprise to you, but number two, you will not believe what Americans said was their second favorite pie. We'll have that for you this morning. All of this is coming up right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Radio Program.
105.7 WROR, the Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the most pressure-packed minute in American broadcasting.
Wow!
Okay. Maybe that's overstating it just a little bit.
No, it's not. It's really not, actually.
But if your name is Elizabeth, and you're Elizabeth Tracy, and you're from Haverhill, Massachusetts, it quite possibly could be, because this is where the pressure mounts. She is our player this morning on Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. Good morning and welcome to the show, Elizabeth. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you. And you?
Good to hear. Now, listen, Elizabeth, we want you to speak up really nice and loud so we can hear all of your answers, because LBF is going to give you 10 questions over a period of 60 seconds. You answer all 10 of these correctly, we give you $1,000 in cash from Century Bank. It's that simple. Now, of course, you can pass at any time, and don't waste any time. Move on as quickly as you can. If you have time left at the end, we'll come back, pick up the ones you passed on. Once again, you get them all right, we give you $1,000 in cash. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
You ready, LB?
I'm ready.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
What's the capital of Massachusetts?
Boston.
If you have 3 dimes, 4 pennies, and a nickel, how much money do you have?
48 cents.
Which U.S. president was head cheerleader at Phillips Academy?
Pass.
Hypertension is also known as?
High blood pressure.
What does PM as an 8 p.m. stand for?
Post-mortem.
What year was the video game Pong released?
82.
Which English king had 6 wives?
Pass.
Fe is the atomic symbol of what element?
Iron.
Who sings Wonderful Tonight?
Eric Clapton.
What is Nature Boy's real name?
Pass.
Okay, which U.S. president was head cheerleader at Phillips Academy?
I don't know. Pass.
Which English king had six wives?
Which English?
Okay, you did okay though. You had four correct. Yep. You had three passes, and you missed a couple of them there. So let's go ahead and review here.
All right, three dimes, four pennies, and a nickel is 39 cents.
39.
George W. Bush was the head cheerleader at Phillips Academy. PM as an APM stands for post meridium.
Meridium.
Pong was released in 1972. Henry VIII was the English king with six wives. Wasn't very nice to them.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
Nature Boy's real name is Ric Flair. He's a wrestler.
Oh, a wrestler.
Yeah, but you know what? You did well. You played the game calmly, and
yep.
It was good.
You
Monday.
Kept controlling yourself. Not bad. Not bad at all. For you, we have a fine consolation prize. I think you're going to like this a lot. A $50 McKinnon's Market gift card. Shop this week from McKinnon. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. McKinnon's Best Angus London's Broil Steak for just $2.77 a pound. Tender whole chicken for just 77 cents a pound. And don't forget, McKinnon's has you covered for game time with heat and eat wings, super nacho dip, tailgate chili, homemade, all the guacamole and all the good stuff. And they're available for you at the Super Butcher Shop in Danvers, Everett, Salem, and Portsmouth, New Hampshire. So, thank you very much for playing the game. Thanks for being a member of the Nation. Have yourself a great day and eat well, okay?
Thank you.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR. Boston's greatest hits, 105.7 WROR. The okay. Lauren and Wally Show, sponsored by Horizon Interiors. Here's Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian.
It's 6:20, so let's get right to your Men for Maine episode, everybody. Here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus has just left $3 Dewey's following a few too many beers with Lem when he's pulled over by Officer Snuffy Dubois. And we hear...
Life in the registration, please.
Well, what seems to be the problem, officer?
Well, you was weaving all over the road and doing about 12 in a 50-mile-an-hour zone, so you're going to have to take a breathalyzer.
Oh, I can't do that.
Why not?
Well, I have emphysema, and my lung might collapse.
Well, then I'll give you a blood test.
Can't do that.
Why not?
Hemophiliac. Might bleed to death.
Well, then pee in this jar, and we'll do a urine test.
No can do.
Because?
Diabetic. Sugar loss could cause a coma.
Then I guess you're just going to have to step out of that truck and walk a straight line.
Sorry, officer, but I don't think I can do that either.
And just why can't you do that?
Well, look at me. I'm completely
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah.
Right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show, brought to you by Horizon Interiors.
Coming up next on the Lauren and Wally Morning Radio program, there's this little girl who sang sang the national anthem before. It was just a soccer game, I think.
Yeah, LA Galaxy.
Okay, you will be stunned at her amazing abilities. So stand by for that. In the meantime,
the Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody, now here's the deal. It's time to listen and be amazed right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. Okay, now this is
a 7-year-old girl named Malia Emma. She won a contest to sing the national anthem at an LA Galaxy soccer game and got her chance on Sunday. And it has now gone viral because people are just blown away. Listen to this.
For the land.
Seven?
That's
seven.
Amazing.
Seven.
I mean, just to have, like, the presence of mind, because, you know, when you sing in, like, a stadium, there's echo, and she just, like, powered through.
Nailed
it. That was amazing.
It, you know, it sounds like a little bit like a very young Whitney Houston kind of thing going on.
Wow.
What do you think?
Meh.
Oh, really?
What?
Really?
I mean, you know, it was good, but...
Wow!
Really?
You're dead
okay.
Inside.
When you were seven, what were you working on? Tying your shoes?
No, I had mastered that, sir.
Oh,
but
just
I was. I wasn't working on the national anthem.
Okay.
What is that? I don't know. What is
the Lauren and Wally Show?
We know that that's the original one
on 105.7 WROR.
Okay, so here's the deal: the Harris Company, the big polling company, they decided they're helping get the the pie companies get ready for the holiday season coming up here. So they asked 1,000 Americans, what's your favorite pie? And you will not be surprised what came in number one, but what will shock you is the answer that came in number two. So we got a million people got ideas here. Let's hang on. This is Chuck. So, Chuck, what do you think it is? What do you think it is, Chuck?
My guess is going to be rhubarb.
Rhubarb. Interesting guess, but not even in the ballpark, Chuck.
Shoot.
Okay, thanks for calling. Now, what do you think their second favorite pie is?
I think it's pumpkin.
You know, we're coming up on that time of the year. I can see why you'd say that. But, once again, not even in the ballpark.
Good, it's gross.
Okay, right. Okay, thanks for calling. Have a great day. Okay, so we're talking pie. What do you think Americans said their second favorite pie is?
Was the first apple, just so I know?
Yes, you're absolutely correct. Apple is first.
I'm going with lemon meringue.
Lemon meringue, okay.
Favorite.
Tasty, but not even close. You'll be shocked.
Damn.
Okay. Okay, thanks for calling, man. Have a great one.
Yep, you too.
Is that your favorite pie, lemon meringue?
That's my favorite pie. So good. Hard to make, though.
Okay. Is it really?
Yeah,
okay.
It's not easy.
See, the problem is you got to think of the people responding to this poll.
Hungry people.
Well, no, actually, I'm thinking like, you know, those two yahoos that found the banner, the Red Sox banner, you know,
yeah.
Guys like that. And so you got to think outside of the pie pan. Okay.
Okay.
So what do you think it is?
Shepherd's pie.
Shepherd's pie.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
Interesting.
That's a good one.
Interesting.
That way you get everything. You get your meal and your dessert.
Interesting.
Like
okay. You know, but that's not it. But
wow.
You're on the right track. Thanks for calling. Have a great day.
You too.
Okay. You ready for the answer?
Yes.
This is what the American people said.
Okay.
Number one, apple pie. Number two, pizza pie. So we're thinking we got at least half of the population that doesn't understand the question.
No. No, I disagree. I think they understood the question. It's brilliant.
Really?
Yeah. Some people like savory. It is round. It is in a pan sometimes if you have a deep dish. And it could. And then they call it pizza pie. I think it's kind of
stupid.
Brilliant.
No. 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 Because it's basically.
You're a pie purist.
It's not a dessert. It's a meal.
So
was that qualifier on the?
It probably wasn't on there, but I think
feel
it was
as though
assumed.
Apple pie can be a meal.
It was only
as well.
Assumed by you. Susan on line four was going to say pizza.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you were
going to
say? Were you going to say pizza, Sue?
He's calling you stupid.
Yep. I was going to say pizza.
Okay,
but now when you
Absolutely.
Call when you call and order a pizza, do you say, "Yeah, can I have a pizza pie"?
No, but people do call them pies, so I don't call them.
I'm going to get a pie.
Okay.
You usually, you know, you can have square pizza, too, and I wouldn't necessarily call that a pie. But
right. That's brownies.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, by the way, who called for you, Susan?
Susan?
No, never mind. Okay, well, thanks a million for calling. Have a great day today, okay?
Have a good one.
All right.
Okay,
bye-bye.
In the meantime, you can get ready to go out to the ballpark and continue going to the ballpark because we're going to have home field advantage throughout. Okay, Hank, what's going on, man?
Tell you what, those good old Red Sox. Remember the start of the season, we talked to Bill Lee. We go, hope this team can win 92, 93 games. That's what it'll take. Red Sox made team history their record 106th win of the year. They beat the Orioles 6-2 last night at Fenway. Mookie Betts, this guy has to be the MVP. Two hits, including his 32nd home run on the mound. Wow. Nathan Eovaldi, he looked like Cy Young last night. Five innings, gave him one run, struck out 10. So the Red Sox have clinched the best record overall in baseball. That means they'll have home field advantage throughout the playoffs, including the World Series, if we do get there. Tonight, David Price goes for 16th win against the Orioles' Jimmy Yacobonis at Fenway. Patriots gearing up to host the undefeated Miami Dolphins and Danny Amendola Sunday at Gillette. Patriots, two games out of first place for the first time in 16 years. It's official. It's sad. Jimmy Garoppolo out for the season for the 49ers with a torn ACL. Remember Tom Brady went through that about 10 years ago.
Yeah. Is he going to
it's
get
hard to believe. The
Jimmy what about
G
his money?
Because started.
He's got $27 million. Is that guaranteed, all that $27 million for the year?
Guaranteed money.
Wow.
It's hard to believe. Jimmy G has only started 10 games in his NFL career.
Unbelievable.
He's the third highest paid player in all of NFL football. Wow. Monday Night Football, Steelers held off that big comeback, beating Tampa Bay 30-27. Celtics, they opened training camp today at the new Auerbach Center at Boston Landing over in Brighton. Kyrie Irving, Gordon Hayward, both 100% healthy. I'm actually excited about the Celtics season because I broke my tibia like Gordon Hayward did, and he's dunking the basketball once again, so there's still
that?
A little hope for the chubby kid. Although my dunking may be limited to the donut
league.
Variety.
Yeah, okay.
And Lee Stempniak scored the game winner of the Bruins. They beat the Flyers 4-3 in preseason play last night, and that's a look at sports.
Okay, coming up next, we got your Brian Balabuster for you. And today, it's all about
Patriots. We're actually
Patriots.
Yeah, this is brought to you by Citizens Bank. I'm going to call Kent because his buddy Neil wanted to bust him a little bit. And, you know, Kent's the one that has the season ticket. So we called to let him know he might lose them if he doesn't wear the right thing to the game.
Oh, really?
Last season was okay, but this year you can't be wearing Amendola jerseys. The 80s, they have to go.
Amendola jerseys? What are you talking about?
Yeah, he's down in Miami now. 80.
I know where he's at.
Yeah.
But I know he's wearing a jersey. I don't know what you're talking about.
We have it right from the top. TB12 does not want to see any Jimmy Garoppolo jerseys.
Jimmy Garoppolo? Wearing,
okay.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. It makes Tom feel sad.
Tom feel sad? What?
Yeah.
105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Hello.
The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
I heard from Neil, and he wanted to get his buddy Kent. And Kent has season tickets to, you know, a local football team.
Oh, yeah?
So I thought
the local football team.
Yeah, you know, it can be pretty easy to get those tickets pulled. So I called him to, well, maybe have to take those tickets away from Kent.
Hello?
Yeah, trying to reach Kent.
Yeah, this is Kent.
Hi, Kent. This is Bill from the ticketing office.
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
You have seats in section. You know, I don't know what the four seats there for season tickets.
That's correct.
Okay, we've opened an investigation into your tickets here.
An investigation?
Yeah. Have you given anyone your tickets for any of the games?
Preseason game this year.
Okay. Well, you know, the preseason games count too, you know. We've gotten some reports, some vulgar language. You know, that's against the rules.
Okay.
So we don't want to, you know, have to pull your tickets.
Pull my tickets?
Yeah. Do you know who you gave the tickets to? Were they using some vulgar language?
I gave my tickets to my buddy Neil and his friend.
Hmm. Well, I've got some examples here. I don't know if you can corroborate this or not, but we might have to put you on ticket probation. Somebody in your seats was saying that Tom Brady was not the best quarterback in the league. Does that sound like something that your friends might say?
No, that's a negative. I can't see that happening.
Okay, because we can't have that kind of talk in the stadium.
Well, that's understandable, but
really?
I'll have a talk with him.
Yeah, so watch the language. Now, I noticed there's some notes here about your particular seats. Last season was okay, but this year, the Amendola jerseys, you can't be wearing Amendola jerseys. The 80s, they have to go.
Amendola jerseys? What are you talking about?
Yeah, he's down in Miami now. You know, if you want to wear the 80...
I know where he's at.
Yeah.
But I know he's wearing a jersey. I don't even know what you're talking about.
If you want to wear the 80, you could wear a Troy Brown. That'd be okay.
Troy Brown?
Also,
where are you going with this?
We have it right from the top that TB12 does not want to see any Jimmy Garoppolo jerseys, so just update your jerseys.
Jimmy Garoppolo?
Wearing, okay.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. It makes Tom feel sad.
Tom feel sad? What?
Yeah. You know, maybe hit the pro shop, get a couple of new things. That would be okay, all right?
Yeah, I'm all set. I got what everything I need.
Okay.
We've
also had some
Garoppolo jerseys.
Some concerns about your tailgating. I know it's, you know, early in the season, but some of your tailgating has come into question. Did you have some strawberries at your tailgate?
Strawberries?
Like a fruit thing and some strawberries in there?
I don't know.
Tom Brady hates strawberries, so we can't have strawberries at the tailgate. Yeah, you got to keep them at least 500 yards away from the stadium.
I don't know what goes into that stuff. My wife packs my tailgate stuff, you know. I don't know if there were strawberries in there.
Okay.
This is insane.
Instead of, like, strawberries and stuff, maybe some avocado, you know, or even just get a copy of the TB12 cookbook. That has some good recipes in it, too, and those are, you know, Tom Brady approved.
I'm really confused right now.
It's all about the official sponsors and you when you sign in to be a season ticket holder. You know, you agree to represent the NFL.
Okay.
Now, also, you know, in the stadium, when you're sitting in your seats there, do you sing along with the music they play in the stadium?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. We're not sure you're singing the song Your Love correctly. A lot of people think the name of that song is Josie, because, you know, it starts with Josie's on vacation far away. Do you know all the lyrics to that song? If I give you some lyrics, do you think you could sing along so we make sure you have the right lyrics?
I don't see where you're going with this.
You know, Josie's on vacation far away. You know that song, don't you?
I know the song.
You can actually hear that song on WROR if you listen to the Lorna Wally Show. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. I like that show, though.
Yeah, well, you know what, Kent? This is Brian Bell from the Lorna Wally Show, and this is actually a Brian Bellbuster.
Son of a...
I was like, what the hell is going on? This is magic.
Yeah, your buddy Neil let us know it was your birthday. And
Oh, you
might want to go to a game with you.
That was funny. That was really good.
Hey,
that
Ken, really have good. A great birthday. Thanks for listening to the Lorne and Wally Show, and go Patriots.
I appreciate it. Go Pats, man.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lorne and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, buddy, this is it. I mean, the squirrels are completely out of control. So it's time for the squirrel report right here, WROR.
Well, it all started when everybody was driving in New Hampshire, and they were like, why are there so many dead squirrels on the side of the
road?
Yeah,
we talked about this a couple weeks ago.
And it's been crazy. Well, there are a lot of squirrels getting becoming roadkill because there was a bumper crop in acorns last year, and then all the squirrels survived the winter. This is Darwinism, people. It's really affecting our lives. And so now they're everywhere. Now, it's one thing to be riddled with roadkill, but it's another thing for squirrels to mess with all my fall activities.
Uh-oh.
That's it.
For
it's
example.
War. Well, they're going and eating the apples, the peaches, the pumpkins, and the corn stalks. They're infiltrating, and sometimes they're wasteful. They'll just take a little bite out of an apple and then run away. And so all these farmers...
My kids do that.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Kid squirrels.
Finish that apple.
And apparently, especially up in Maine and New Hampshire, all these apple orchards and things like that, they're losing a lot of their, you know...
I've heard as much as like 15% of the crop is being damaged with the squirrels.
They're eating everything. This guy who owns a 60-acre orchard in Standish, Maine, says they're raising some hell this year. It's the worst I've ever seen. And I guess there's something you could do. You can shoot them now, right?
Yeah, it's a great squirrel season in some parts of Massachusetts.
That's messed up, by the way, but still.
You get five a day, so.
Five a day? Going. Now, that's the gray squirrels, right?
Yeah.
Gray and red.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
okay,
gray squirrels.
You want the gray squirrels because they're bigger, more meat on them.
Oh, what? My God.
Red squirrels
really?
Are much
have you
smaller.
Ever eaten squirrel?
Yes, I have eaten squirrel.
You have?
He's from Indiana.
Okay.
Oh.
See, I grew up out in the Midwest. My grandfather was he hunted anything. If it moved, he hunted it. And
spent a lot of time standing still out there, huh?
Yeah, I didn't move much. And, it tastes okay, because everybody says what it tastes like. It tastes like dark meat of really greasy chicken.
Well, that's pretty yummy, I guess.
Yeah,
right?
Not bad, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I put a little mayo
then
on it.
You have
maybe.
A hat when you're done with a nice little tail on the back.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I guess in Reading, no, actually, Wilmington, the squirrels ate through power lines, and the town went dark for a little bit. People, they're driving everyone crazy. So I just want to let you know that if you go to an apple orchard or a pumpkin patch, is that what they call
right.
it?
A pumpkin
patch. That's a pumpkin
or
patch.
Or go to a
yep.
corn maze. You are going to be sharing some space with some
and
squirrels.
If you put your, so you're going to carve a pumpkin this year? You put your jack-o'-lantern out on the front porch.
Oh, it's going to get eaten.
Smear it with Vaseline or something on the outside. And that kind of.
Makes the squirrels fall off.
That's
of it.
Right. They fall
really
off.
Fun
of
to
it.
Watch.
<That's,
yeah. laughs>
Well, that'd be kind of fun. That's a fun thing to do. Like if you have your bird feeder, do they recommend doing that with your bird
well,
feeder?
Well, you can try
too?
That with your bird feeder.
I know what I'm doing this afternoon. Okay. I'm greasing up some poles.
Okay. Fun
and
with
pumpkins.
Lubricants right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Time now for your 720 Men from Maine, so let's do this thing.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed adventure begins, Little Effie, known on the carnival circuit as Little Effie, the amazing midget from Maine, comes in from a snowstorm to see her physician, Doc Sider.
Good morning, Doc Sider.
Good morning, Effie. What seems to be the problem?
Well, I've got this severe irritation around my private parts.
Is it constant pain?
No, only when I go out on snowy days like today.
I see. Well, let me help you up on the table here and we'll have a look. Come on. There you go. Oh, my goodness.
What?
Looks like we're going to have to get the scissors.
Well, aren't you going to numb me up by using some sort of anesthesia?
No, no, that won't be necessary. All right, there you go. Get down off the table and try to walk a little bit.
All right. Oh, my goodness. I feel marvelous. What'd you do?
Well, I just snipped a couple inches off the top of your galosh.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men
from Maine.
Wow.
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
He's like, Louie, what is that? What is? I'm like, I don't know. I don't. What is
the Lorne and Wally Show?
We know that that's the original one.
On 105.7 WROR.
Okay, there's a big deal coming up in Congress today. I don't know if you knew about this. If you fly and you think that you would like to have smaller seats on the airplane and less leg room, you're in luck if Congress doesn't act by the end of the week. Because they're going to do a thing about the size of the seats and the leg room. You won't believe how it shrunk. We covered the entire story for you coming up next. But first, Hank is here with an update on the commute this morning. Okay, Hank, sir, how are we doing out there? What's latest?
I think love seats on planes would be good. That'd love be more seats. Comfortable for everybody.
Love seats. Excellent idea.
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for your, this would be your government update report this morning here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show. Here's the deal. Those of you who fly on airplanes, and that covers just about everybody, you're going on vacation, you're doing going something to do with work or anything like that, you have realized that over the past few years, the leg room has shrunk and shrunk. The seats have gotten smaller and closer together, right? That, of course, because all the airlines want to get more seats on and make more money.
But we're all getting smaller, aren't we?
Yeah, so we're all getting much smaller, so it's much more convenient, much handier for flying. So the deal, now, it used to be the average, like 12 years ago, the average was, leg room was 35 inches. 35 inches, okay, almost 3 feet, not too bad, right? Now it's under 30 inches. See that? You haven't seen, we're now holding out a tape measure in the studio, 35 inches. You haven't seen that much leg room in a long time on an airplane. It's now down under 30 inches, and it could go to less than 27 inches.
No.
Okay, see, that's absolutely unacceptable.
Especially for somebody who's afraid of deep vein thrombosis.
Precisely.
I am. It's like on my list of things to worry about.
One of the reasons she wears a helmet.
I wear compression socks.
She doesn't want to get. She wears a helmet and compression socks on all flights.
Yes, exactly. Okay. As everyone should.
So there's a bill. There's a bill in front of Congress now, and Congress could actually. You know how Congress, they never get anything. Seem to get anything accomplished, and their approval rating is in the toilet. So they could actually boost their approval rating if they pass this thing by this weekend. I think the
what's
deadline
the
is
law?
Sunday. Okay, what they're going to do is they are going to, they can't go below 30 inches and legroom, where basically it is now. And I flew on vacation last month, and I went to Italy. So I'm on a plane 8.5 hours.
Okay, right. Humble brag. Oh, did you now? Were you uncomfortable? Okay. I'm so sorry.
8.5 hours on a plane where I had like my knees were under my chin the entire thing.
I've been on a flight like that.
Oh, the Mile High Club, I know.
That's right. Yeah, it was quite a flight, let me tell you that. Okay, so the deal is they could actually expand some of the seat leg room with this bill.
Oh, really? They could do something good?
They could actually do something good.
Use their power for good.
Okay, so it's a concept. I'm just saying that this could work out for you, fellow Congress people. And also, this could be some bad news for the people who put the fake take the fake emotional support animals on the plane with them too. They're going to have guidelines for the for the emotional support animals now.
Well, they should.
I mean, it's
to be fair. I mean, some people really need those, and I get that. But you can't bring a turkey on the flight.
That's exactly right. You know,
but it keeps me calm, and the tryptophan makes me go to sleep on a flight.
And you sleep, and he can sleep all the way through a deep vein thrombosis.
Right. Oh my
okay,
God!
So there you go. That's the good news for you. Okay.
105.7 WROR.
Lorne and Wally.
Okay. Let's get right to your 7:45 Dirty Lottery update. So much to cover this morning.
Yes, we have Cher news. Somebody exiting a television show, you're going to be sad. And a little bit of Super Bowl halftime information. But first up, guess whose mother-in-law didn't initially like him? And I cannot believe it.
I have no idea.
Lauren Owens.
Well, that's a given.
Rita Wilson's mom did not approve of Tom Hanks at first. Can you even believe it? My mom would approve of Tom Hanks, even though he's still married. And I am, too. She'd be like, go ahead. That's fine.
Yeah, go ahead. It's okay with me. Yeah, no problem. Yeah.
So apparently, when they were getting serious, her mom wasn't a fan at first. She said she couldn't believe that I didn't marry a Greek man. But my parents thought he looked enough Greek and he could blend in. And he also joined the Greek Orthodox Church before they tied the knot.
You blend, right.
They've been married for 30 years. And they're often listed as the most successful Hollywood marriage.
So maybe it was still that guy from Bosom Buddies?
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't the treasure that he is now.
Actually, no, he's not the treasure that he is now, 30 years ago.
That was actually after Bosom Buddies. 30 years ago, yeah. he'd already done like Apollo 13
and stuff
like that. He was married
before. Yeah.
Wow.
But did your mother-in-law like you?
Yeah, she did. She loved me. She adored me. She thought I was the best thing that ever happened. Wow. Understandably so.
Did your mother-in-law like you initially?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think they still like me.
I got a feeling not so much with you.
Who, my mother-in-law?
Yeah.
She liked me initially.
Okay, but things can change over the years, can't they?
I mean, first impressions can be wrong. All right, guess what, you guys? James Lipton is exiting Inside the Actor Studio after 25 years. He is 92.
Yeah, I was going to say, give the guy a break. He is 92 now.
But I'm going to be bummed about that because I don't think anybody except Will Ferrell can do it.
Yeah.
Like, he needs to be him. He needs to just do the impression. Will Ferrell needs to just do the impression of James Lipton and just take it on from there. Because who's going to be as good? And he has this, like, James Lipton has this mix of being snobby and interesting at the same time. I like that about him. That's not an easy
Have they said who's going
to
take over?
No, not yet.
No, not yet. Well, okay. No,
what about Andy Cohen?
I think he's too cheeky for that show.
Yeah, okay.
I think he has his own niche.
Not serious acting.
Yeah, not serious acting. It needs to be somebody like snobby and like...
Well, he's got that.
Who, Andy Cohen?
Yeah.
He's not really snobby. No.
Oh, all somebody's... Right. Alex Trebek. Let him take
it. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes, because he's snobby but smart, and it works. It's not. It's only slightly sometimes.
And he's only like 85.
Yeah, he's almost 80.
Fine. You have to be old to do that show.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Does the NFL want Cardi B for the Super Bowl halftime show? Maybe, because Maroon 5 is boring without somebody like, you know, just jazzing it up a little bit with her. Maybe dropping some F-bombs.
Well, you know? This would make a lot of sense because they have the number...
Yeah, they have...
The number one song
girls
in the country
like
right
you.
Now.
Ugh, that's like... that song makes me crazy. But I don't know if it's going to work because Cardi B is now saying that she'll only do it if she can have a solo. Which wouldn't be so bad, I guess. But I mean, would Maroon 5... Yeah, Maroon 5 needs help. They need a buddy system when it comes to the Super Bowl because they just
I agree.
Can't,
I agree.
They're just too boring. And finally, Cher was on Ellen, and she doesn't like somebody. You want to hear who it is?
Ooh.
Here it goes.
Cher, name three celebrities you'd want to do a duet with.
Oh, Adele, Pink, and, not Madonna.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, they've had issues over the years.
I didn't know.
Right, Ms. Negative.
Yeah, that's not. He said you'd want to. It's not who you wouldn't want to.
Well, I Adele took license. Pink. I took a little license.
Yeah, you did.
She sure did, and she took Madonna down with her. What were their issues? They just like too.
She just
crazy.
Doesn't like her. She said she's controlling. She's phony. She called her two horrible words that we can't use.
Really? Can you tell me off the air?
Yeah, I can tell you off the air.
Great.
Okay.
Okay.
No, I better not.
With?
I better not because I'd probably get caught in a suit.
I'll get HR on the phone.
Okay,
we'll
thank
get HR
you.
And I'll tell them, they'll tell you.
Okay, perfect. Sounds
okay,
good to me.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Like, how do we have this? Like, nobody made this.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
You know, we got connections where we could have reached out to other sources.
On 105.7 WROR.
Let the excitement begin. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, the most exciting moment in broadcast history is about to take place.
It's true.
Okay. It's going to be Winogrand in 60 seconds. We have a contestant who's standing by online waiting to win $1,000 from Century Bank. Her name is Jackie Baldessari. She's a business owner from Clinton, Massachusetts. As a matter of fact, she owns a taxi service.
Cool.
So please, a warm welcome for Jackie this morning. Hello, Jackie. Welcome to the Lauren Waddy Morning Show. How you doing today?
I'm good, thanks. How you guys?
We're doing really, really good. Why don't you give your taxi company a little plug here to start things off?
Thank you. The taxi livery ride out of Clinton, Mass. I was out your way this morning to Logan Airport at 4:30.
Oh,
boy.
I mean, that's nice.
All right, what's a round trip from Clinton to the airport? Or what's a one-way to the airport?
If it's between midnight and 6 a.m., it's $1.10. Otherwise, it's $1.
$100. All right.
That's $1.10. $1.10. That's cheap.
Okay.
Clinton's out there, man.
That's a good deal. That's a good deal. Now, Jackie, you realize what's going to be happening to you over the course of the next 60 seconds. LBF's going to be asking you 10 questions. Your job is really very simple. All you have to do is come up with the correct answers on all 10 questions. And if you can pass at any time. We have time left over. You can come back and pick them up. You get them all right. We give you $1,000 from Century Bank, right?
Sounds easy. Okay.
Yeah,
it's almost five round trips to the airport.
Very simple. Okay, so I would assume that everyone is prepared to begin the game.
Yeah.
Let's begin the game. Ladies and gentlemen, 3, 2, 1, go.
What's 50 divided by 5?
10.
What does the A stand for in the full contact combat sport MMA?
Oh, my God, my son does that. I'm going to pass.
What name one of the U.S.
Martial arts.
Name one of the U.S. senators to Massachusetts.
Harold Martin.
What's the name of Roy Rogers' horse?
Roy Rogers' sport? Football.
Horse.
William.
What is the largest rodent found in North America?
Oh, Route 66.
Rodent.
Rat.
What is Batman's real name?
Adam West. I drove him in the taxi.
Which country financed Christopher Columbus's 1492 exploration?
Spain.
Foie gras is made from the fatty liver of what animal?
Say that again.
Okay, well, you got a couple of them right. You got a couple of them. You got three or four of them wrong, and we passed on some. So we'll review for you right now. Okay?
You came back for the arts, though. One of the U.S. senators of Massachusetts, Elizabeth Warren or Ed Markey. Roy Rogers' horse is, I don't know, sport with football. Good. Trigger. The largest rodent found in North America is the beaver.
Really?
Batman's real name is actually Bruce Wayne, but I would have taken Adam West.
You know, I could see why he would say Adam West, because he always said he's the real Batman.
Good job on Spain, and foie gras is made from the fatty liver of a duck or a goose.
Duck, all right, very interesting. Well, good to learn some new things today.
That's right. But you know what
you
did?
I learned a lot in this program.
You did well. You came back and got some things right. And, you know, your Christopher Columbus knowledge is very admirable. I like that.
Fortunately, my daughter studied abroad in Barcelona, and I went to visit her, and we saw the statue on, of all days, Thanksgiving.
And you,
oh, wow.
You retained that.
You know, they don't celebrate that there, so we ended up having crepes. And we saw the statue.
That's nice.
Hey, where can we get some turkey around Spain?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
They did have it for the students, but I was sleeping.
Okay. Wow,
we've got you all set. We're going to take good care of you here. We have a $50 McKinnon's Market gift card.
Oh,
you can shop this week for McKinnon's Best Angus London Broil Steak for just $2.77 a pound. Tender Choice whole chickens, just 77 cents a pound. And don't forget, McKinnon's has you covered for game time with Heat and Eat Wings, Super Nacho Dip, Tailgate Chili, Homemade Guacamole. Find more at Kinnon's and their Super Butcher Shop in Danvers, Everett, Salem, and Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Enjoy that. Thank you very much for being a member of the nation. Thanks for playing the game. You have yourself a great day today, okay?
Thank you, guys.
Good job, Jackie.
Okay, more than welcome, Jackie. Anybody else? Yeah, thank you. Oh, yeah, I could see you sitting there saying, hey, man, I would have done that. Really? Okay. Put your mouth where your money is, or whatever it is, where our money is.
Wait a minute.
Okay, log on to WROR.com.
No, thank you. I know where that money's been.
See if you can get in this, okay? Just log on to WROR.com. You register yourself, you qualify, and you can be playing Win a Grand in 60 seconds. Okay.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's hard to believe, it'll be 2 weeks tomorrow, day after tomorrow, the explosions started happening, the fires and everything up there.
More Lauren and Wally, now, on 105.7 WROR.
That guy's always interrupting you. I think you need to speak to him.
So anyway, it's hard to believe it's been almost 2 weeks now since all the explosions up in Andover, North Andover, and Lawrence took place. And so they've started. They're going to be without gas for a long time, obviously.
Yeah, because they've got to do, 48 miles?
Something like
of
that.
Piping that needs to be replaced. So what they've done, and I'm very concerned about this, is they're handing out hot plates to residents, and they're going to be providing space heaters. Now, why that raises a red flag for me is that every winter, officials say, please don't use space heaters with caution. Don't use hot plates. I mean, they're just like, it can be very dangerous. So actually, I guess for every space heater installed, they have to be inspected. They go with two electricians and a couple of people, like, you know, there were two National Guards members, two electricians, and a Spanish interpreter, because, you know, these people speak different languages, too, in many parts of the community.
And that's very understandable why they'd have to do that, because as old as the infrastructure for the gas lines is, you know that in many of the triple-deckers and things like that, those are old buildings, and this might not be up to electrical code.
Even in the houses in Andover and North Andover, too, like, we live in an old state, and there are old houses everywhere. So I guess a couple of things that they said. is that they you just make sure if you're using a space heater to plug these heaters directly into a designated outlet, which actually will be pointed out by the electrician.
They're going to identify those outlets.
Do not use extension cords or power strips. That's how most space heater fires start. Then the hot plate, you have to keep those. Actually, the hot plate, you have to keep kids away from, three giant steps away from the hot plate and the space heaters. Obviously, avoid putting clothes or other items on a space heater to dry. Turning them off when you leave the house or sleeping. And then make sure you have smoke alarms. And the thing is, with a hot plate, too, you can't, if you put it under a cabinet, you have to keep, it has to be very, like, it has to be a long.
Yeah, there was already a hot plate fire in Andover.
Right. And this one guy, he plugged in his hot plate, and then the electricity started, like, you know, browning out.
Well, that's the other thing. Once all these people, once it gets really cold, like, right now, we're, like, the heat's, like, we're okay. I haven't turned my heat on yet.
It was a little chilly in the house, but, you
but,
know.
But, I mean, once everybody starts plugging these things in, what's going to happen to the electrical grid up there?
Exactly. And that's scary, too.
Yeah, so. You're right about that, because that's gonna draw a lot of current. And I also hope they're warning people, don't even think about using a propane grill inside. You know,
or kerosene. You can't use anything kerosene.
Yeah, they've already ruled on anything kind of kerosene or any combustible thing like that.
Yeah, some states you can use the kerosene heaters, but not in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Because we're smarter here.
Yeah, but basically,
that's
it.
That's true, yeah.
Okay.
It's a really awful situation. It is. When are they going to... Is there any timeline for when they finish this project?
I haven't heard a thing, man, because that's a lot of gasoline to be replaced.
Yeah.
And then tested.
The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
So, this company did this big study on about what... Because going to see an NFL game is expensive, especially if you don't live right in a place where they have an NFL franchise. So this company went and did a study to find out which team is going to cost you the most in the entire NFL. And here are the specifications on what it would entail. It's the cost for the average rate for two people they spend for the two cheapest available tickets for side-by-side seats, excluding the upper-level seats, and two nights in the cheapest available double room at a three-star or better hotel located in the nearest city center.
Okay.
You kind of got that? What you going to do? Okay. It's two people, two nights in a hotel, and a football game. Which NFL team is going to be the most expensive of all the teams in the NFL?
The Giants.
The Giants. That's understandable. You would say that. You would think maybe the Giants or the Jets.
Yeah. They're a football team, right?
Yes. Yeah. Good job.
Okay, because that's in New York base. They're two teams.
Yeah. I mean, they play in Jersey.
In Jersey.
The Giants Stadium, right? Yeah.
That's in Jersey.
I've seen that.
Well, I mean, Los Angeles has football now. I mean, Los Angeles is not a cheap city.
Suddenly, Los Angeles now has two.
Does San Francisco have a team?
Yes, they do. Yes, they have two teams in the Bay State and the Bay Area.
Oh, that would be the most.
One's leaving, though. One's leaving. They're going.
I think that might be the most expensive.
Okay, that is pretty expensive out in San Francisco, but absolutely wrong, ladies and gentlemen. The New England Patriots.
What?
Foxborough?
The New England Patriots.
There's only one hotel.
Yeah. But there's the motels.
Yeah.
To attend a New England Patriots game, two people would be spending an average of $1,371.
Really?
Two tickets cost an average of $804, while a hotel room in Boston would be an average of $567.
Oh, well, you didn't stay in Foxborough or Sharon. Sharon Motel.
Three-star or above. Three-star above. I don't know what that rate is.
That's Sharon's the specifications. Nice. Three-star or above.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.